finally, after 10 rounds of negotiations between Iran and the P5 plus 1, talks that have left those involved more than a little weary, the 24th of November arrived. This round, hopes were high that an agreement would be reached, but as the deadline drew closer, there was talk of renewal. Until the next round of talks, both sides are obliged to adhere to the provisions of the last agreement, signed on the 24th of November 2013, and Iran will receive $700 million of its frozen assets. The negotiations are aimed at reaching an agreement that will end the hype over Iran's nuclear energy program, labeled by the West Iran's nuclear case. The IAEA has released report after report, verifying Iran has done nothing to sully its record. Nonetheless, some Western countries accuse Iran of secrecy and attempting to make nuclear weapons. For its part, while allowing numerous inspections, Iran has categorically denied the accusations. To put pressure on Iran, the West has leveled the harshest sanctions in history against it. Iran's negotiators have a daunting task. Despite the fact that the sanctions do affect the Iranian nation, the people's representatives in parliament have forbade them from forfeiting Iran's nuclear rights. So, the negotiators have to get the sanctions reduced while trying to ram home the logic of their argument. In this episode of Iran Today, we will be asking the experts what Iran's circumstances are now that the talks are to be ongoing. The main question reporters have been asking the political analysts now that the talks have been renewed is what will happen about the sanctions. Others ask if the negotiations have benefited either party so far. The stance various entities have adopted since the negotiations ended show both parties have managed to satisfy the other to some extent. In an interview broadcast by Iran's Channel One, President Hassan Rouhani said, "Our smallest achievement in this round of talks was the West accepting the fact that we are entitled to nuclear energy."
Our nation has been victorious throughout, and it will achieve the ultimate victory, I have no doubt. The world has no choice but to negotiate with Iran's representatives, and the talks will yield results, either today or tomorrow. There are two stages to reaching an agreement. There are the talks that happen behind closed doors, that is where various issues are discussed, and both sides offer their opinions. When it comes to this stage of the talks, there has been a lot of progress. Then we have the stage where the agreements reached are put down on paper and made final and official. We haven't reached that stage yet.
The leader of the revolution, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, had allowed the negotiations to continue despite having little hope the West will change its attitude toward Iran. On the 25th of November, the leader took part in a meeting of the members of the Congress on Radical and Takfiri groups from the perspective of Islamic scholars. In his speech, he mentioned that the West cannot bring Iran to its knees when it comes to its nuclear program.
When it comes to the nuclear issue, we are seeing how the US and imperialistic European nations are joining forces and pulling all their energy to bring Iran to its knees. This they have not achieved and they never will.
In the speech he made after the negotiations, US Secretary of State John Kerry said the results of the negotiations were very positive and there was hope that they will lead to a comprehensive agreement soon.
I can tell you that progress was indeed made on some of the most vexing challenges that we face. And we now see the path toward potentially resolving some issues that have been intractable. I want to also emphasize, this agreement, like any agreement regarding security particularly, cannot be based on trust, because trust can't be built overnight. Instead, the agreement has to be based on verification, on measures that serve to build confidence over time. I want to make it even further clear to everybody here, we really want this to work.
The question everyone is asking is why, after a whole year of negotiations and so many talks, the West and Iran have not yet come to an agreement. The foreign ministers of all seven countries raised everyone's hopes in their speeches, but on the 24th of November, the talks were given another 7 months.
Both countries have their own objectives. United States have its own objective. Iran has its own objective in these negotiations. But first, I think it's important to look at why we are seeing extension to the talks and really evaluate the extensions of the talks. And if we want to do that, we really have to kind of take a look at the reason behind the talks. Iran wants the sanctions lifted. Period, end of the sentence. The United States wants a verifiable program to make sure that Iran is not developing a nuclear weapon. So both sides have demands. And the real issue becomes to what extent they are willing to make concession to each other to be able to solve this issue. So both sides have been clear about that, what they want. Iran has been saying all along that its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. United States in particular and the other major powers in the world want to make sure that Iran is keeping its promise. At the same time, Iran says we're working within NPT, Non-Proliferation Treaty, and we ought to be treated the same way as other members of NPT.
Throughout the past year, those for and against the negotiations did their very best to further their own goals. Leading the naysayers is Israel, which refuses to entertain the idea of an Iran with nuclear energy, something that, according to international law, is its legitimate right. Israel is fully utilizing its lobby in the US and France to make life difficult for Iran.
به صورت کلی اعراب و اسرائیل مخالف توافق جامعه
Israel and various Arab nations don't want a comprehensive agreement to be reached. They don't want the balance of power in the region to change. Israel believes Iran is not trustworthy and by its own admission is worried about its own safety basically.
I think Israel is behind all this because it's Israel that doesn't want these negotiations to succeed. And sadly, the US has forfeited its own national interests in favor of Israel. Washington's undue expectations and greed mean it has lost a historic opportunity.
Some of Iran's political parties that have representatives in parliament are trying in their interviews and by applying pressure on the government to get their way. They say negotiating with the West is pointless because the West has only one goal, and that is to force Iran into submission. Our efforts to interview members of this group were unsuccessful, so we turned to the political analysts for answers.
در بعد شکستن تبلیغات جهانی
Western media has tried to portray Iran as an uncooperative country, but we have managed to change that perception. We have managed to get our message and our logic out there. This is a big thing. I think it's the most important thing we got out of the past year. Various governments and their intelligence agencies can't use fear-mongering against Iran anymore, because we have established communication with the international community, with the people following the nuclear talks.
When Hassan Rouhani won the presidential elections on the 14th of June 2013 and Mahmoud Ahmadinejad stepped down, hopes were high that during his presidency the negotiations would bear fruit. One of Rouhani's campaign slogans was putting an end to Western pressure on the economy, which would be realized via the completion of the nuclear fuel cycle. A year later, the Iranian nation is eagerly awaiting results. We asked the experts whether the Geneva Agreement and the two renewals that followed have benefited Iran in any way.
Mr. Rouhani wants to say his government has created stability, his government has allayed fear for the future, has prevented the sanctions from being amplified. The sanctions exist, but they haven't been added to. There is divide among naysayers now. They used to be a united force, but now they are at odds. The International Atomic Energy Agency is verifying that Iran has done what it said it would do. That's the long and short of what happened in the past year.
The slogan of the Rouhani administration is moderation. His government has tried to act with moderation when dealing with all national and international affairs. Many analysts and politicians believe 4 years of moderate government is a good thing for the West and could help bury the hatchet on various issues like the nuclear issue. Others say the West has too many expectations, so that will be impossible.
Amano's reports, one of which was released on November 24th, state that Iran has done all the things it pledged to do. The Geneva Agreement limits Iran. It involves Iran's nuclear facilities being controlled more.